The Most Essential Truths in the Bible, Part 2. All of the words and messages in the Bible are of great importance and great value, and no part of the Bible should be omitted, ignored, or disregarded. However, some of the words and messages in the Bible are of very special significance. For example, the Ten Commandments establish foundational truths that are benchmarks of bedrock importance. On the other hand, much of the Bible is filled with historical narratives, genealogical records, biographical data, eyewitness accounts, personal testimonies, supernatural events, prophecies, allegories, and various other types and categories of content. Interspersed among the 790,391 words in 31,089 verses in the Bible, there are certain key verses through which God communicates universal truths and declarative instructions to mankind. Sometimes he speaks through the mouths of prophets, but in a few places he proclaims the Word of God literally out of his own mouth. The first words in the book of John identify and introduce the one whose very name is the Word of God in this way: "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And then in verse 14, "And the Word became flesh and lived among us." Only one person in all of recorded history has ever held this name and title, the Word of God. Therefore, the words that he spoke out of his own mouth are surely far more significant and more important than any other words ever spoken or written. Section 3 of this book presents passages number 11 through 249, in which the Word of God proclaims his universal truths and declarative instructions. But first, in the 7 pages that follow, you can quickly read 98 of the very most essential of these passages. While it takes more than 66 hours to read the entire Bible, you can read these 98 passages in as little as 12 minutes. Therefore, you can now enjoy refreshing inspiration and encouragement every day by reading and meditating on these key passages from the incomparable wisdom of the Word of God. If anyone has ears that can hear, let them listen. It is written, "Mankind shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Again it is written, "You shall not tempt the Lord your God. You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a person is born again, they cannot see the kingdom of God. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a person is born of water and of the Spirit, they cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Those who are born of flesh are flesh, and those who are born of the Spirit are spirit. Do not marvel that I said, you must be born again. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but so that the world through him might be saved. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." The Word of God said, "Whoever drinks of the water that I give will never thirst. Instead, the water that I give will become a well of water within them, springing up into eternal life. God is spirit. Those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is very near. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, those who hear my word and believe in him who sent me have eternal life and will not come into condemnation, but they are passed from death to life. Those who have done good will come forth to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of damnation. Search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they testify of me. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so likewise did they persecute the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its savor, with what will it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing but to be cast out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Nor do people light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, so that it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before people that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I have not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass, one jot or one smallest mark shall in no way pass from the law until all is fulfilled. Whoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach people to do so shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever shall do them and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it has been said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who despitefully use you and persecute you, so that you may be the children of your Father in heaven. Pray in this manner. Our Father in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us for our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us so that we will not yield to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom is yours, and the power and the glory forever. Amen. If you forgive others for their trespasses, then your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others for their trespasses, then neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust corrupt, and where thieves do not break through or steal. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give the kingdom of God to you. No one can serve two masters, for either they will hate the one and love the other, or else they will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and worldly treasures. Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life is not to be found in the abundance of things one possesses. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Do not judge so that you will not be judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. With what gauge you measure, it will be measured to you again. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Others will give to your innermost needs. For with the same gauge with which you measure, it will be measured to you again. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives, and those who seek, will find. And to those who knock, it will be opened. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that others should do to you, you do to them. For this is the sum of the law and the prophets. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are greedy wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of my Father in heaven. Go and learn what this means. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. For I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Do not be afraid, only believe. As you go, proclaim the word, say, the kingdom of heaven is very near. There is nothing covered that will not be revealed, and nothing hidden that will not be known. Whoever will confess me before people, I will confess before my Father in heaven. But whoever will deny me before people, I will deny before my Father in heaven. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. You will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You are overly anxious and troubled about too many things, but one thing is necessary, giving heed to the word of God. Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. Every city or house divided against itself will not stand. Those who are not with me are against me. Those who do not gather with me scatter. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good person, out of good treasure of the heart, brings forth good things. An evil person, out of evil treasure, brings forth evil things. For every idle word that people speak, they will give an account of it on the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Whoever does the will of my Father in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. Be of good cheer. I am with you. Do not be afraid. This is the work of God, that you believe in the one whom he has sent. Truly, truly, I say to you, those who believe in me have eternal life. If anyone has ears to hear, let them hear. Out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, filthiness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, and foolishness. These are the things that defile a person. If anyone will come after me, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever would save their life will lose it. And whoever would lose their life for my sake will find it. For what is anyone to profit if they gain the whole world and lose their own soul? Or what shall anyone give in exchange for their soul? If you can believe, all things are possible to those who believe. If anyone thirsts, let them come to me and drink, as the Scripture has said of those who believe in me. Out of their innermost being will flow rivers of living water. If you continue in my word, then you are indeed my disciples. You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, they will never see death. I am the door. If anyone enters in through me, they will be saved. I have come so that they might have life, and have it more abundantly. I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, though they were dead, yet shall they live. Whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, "For this reason a man shall leave father and mother, and cleave to his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. Therefore they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore what God has joined together, do not let anyone separate." If you will enter into life, keep the commandments. You shall do no murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. With God, all things are possible. Truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, but say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, it will be done. All things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. You err by not knowing the Scriptures or the power of God. What is written in the law? How do you read it? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. Do this, and you will live. This is the first and great commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Do not be called rabbi, for one is your master, Christ. All of you are family. Do not call any man your father on earth, for one is your father who is in heaven. Neither should you be called masters, for one is your master, Christ. But one who is greatest among you shall be your servant. Whoever exalts themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Take heed, so that no one deceives you. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. A new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love toward one another. Do not let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. If you love me, keep my commandments. Those who have my commandments and keep them are the ones who truly love me. Those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them, and will reveal myself to them. If anyone loves me, they will keep my words, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and live within them. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not let it be afraid. I have spoken these things to you so that my joy might remain in you, and so that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down one's own life for one's friends. I have spoken these things to you so that in me you might have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Watch and pray so that you do not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Peace to you. As my Father has sent me, even so I now send you. Receive the Holy Spirit. Follow me. Go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Those who believe and are baptized will be saved, but those who do not believe will be damned. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone will hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to them and dine with them, and they with me.